Hello. What's shaking, bacon? Hey, welcome everybody to this week's edition of the Maximum Threshold Radio Show. Hey, man, I'm going through a lot of stuff over here, working on new beds and all that for the show. So you're gonna start hearing a bunch of new stuff in here, and I'm looking forward to integrating everything into the show. Eventually, we're gonna go back live again. I'm going through my mixer and a bunch of my computer, cleaning it all up. I have to take the computer apart. That's the computer on the mixer and clean everything out. Clean the pots, blah, 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 blah. Then we'll be back live again. So it's all a process. I've been doing the Voltan tour here for a while. So that's where most of my fun has been going. So, hey, I want to thank you again for tuning into this week. I got a cool show for you. I got, a real good interview here with Michael did with Spread Eagle. You'll like this, man. It's a pretty sweet one. And yeah, I think that's about it. We're going to cut this one short this week, but I wanted to get this out to you because I've been holding on to it just a little too long, and it is time. Oh, right now, if you're wondering, I'm cruising around the streets of Cleveland right now, and that's about it. So I thought I would drop you guys a little message here and tell you what's up. So there you go. I want to thank everybody again for tuning into this week's edition of the Maximum Threshold Radio Show, and take care, everybody. Horns up, fist in the air. Don't forget, pass us around like your sister.
Here is another kick-ass interview from the marvelous and spectacular one, Michael Strong. Here on Maximum Threshold Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Michael from Maximum Threshold, and I am here with one of my personal fucking favorite bands from the early 90s. Spread fucking Eagle. I got Rob DeLuca, Ray West, and Jami. He doesn't even need a last name.
Jami Pulenda.
Yeah, I would have spelled that wrong. So, these guys just knocked the fucking dick in the dirt with M3. I'm so glad you guys are finally here.
So are we.
Oh man, that was great. It was like we had pent up energy for the past couple of days. And we just let that shit out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like we were like popcorn. Yeah. You were moving a lot. Rob was moving a lot.
You guys were great. You guys. I mean, I'm
when's
so...
When's the last time you saw us? I know you saw us, you know, from the beginning, but...
The last time was about a year and a half ago.
Oh, that's not
we actually opened for you guys in Cleveland. So, and it was like, I was like, man, I got like a personal fucking Spread Eagle show. So it was pretty rad. Yeah, it was cool. Like this, it was like you guys went on tour just so I can see you guys again.
We're playing anywhere and everywhere.
Yeah, and that's what you got to do. Because I'll say that, like we were talking before, there were times I'd see you guys like four or five times on the same tour because you guys were just putting your fucking nose to the grindstone. And I love that you guys are still doing that and still sounding fantastic.
Thank you.
I think our work ethic is still really strong.
Yeah.
You know, and our need to entertain and just to rock and connect with people still is strong. So it's paying off because we're just doing it and doing it and doing it.
Yeah, and this guy, Jami's
amazing.
Fucking hot shot. I mean, That shit Paul plays is not easy stuff to play.
Yeah, we got lucky.
Easy for him, though.
Yeah. We got lucky.
It was so easy. It has a lot of work behind that, but...
Yeah. You make it look easy, though. Yeah.
That was the kind of thing that when he played in the room with us, we were like, all right, this is it. You know, there was no more looking for anybody. Just like, that's the guy. Boom, boom.
That's the guy. Yeah. Are you guys, like, on friendly terms with the other former
Absolutely.
Members? Like,
yeah.
Do you ever talk to Paul?
All the time.
And,
Tommy.
Tommy.
All the time.
Yeah, I remember when Tommy shaved his head.
Oh, he did something. He would do mohawks, shave his head, tattoo things here, man. He was a funny soul. He was a funny guy.
Yeah. Now, have you got to meet the other guys?
Yeah, actually, I met in person Tommy.
Yeah.
We played in Massachusetts a couple of years ago.
And that's right.
I had the pleasure to meet him in person, yeah.
Tommy's a nice guy. Yeah, so we're all still really good friends. Actually.
That's really
it's very
good.
Rare.
That's very good though. It is rare because someone leaves and everything's fine, but there are sour grapes with some people. But that's good that everybody's.
Yeah.
Because Paul kind of just gave up music, right?
No, Paul still plays, but Paul's
it's a different vibe now.
Yeah,
for him,
he's like a folk artist. He's done different styles. He's done bossa nova. He's done folk. But he's a yogi. He's pursuing. He lives in India,
yeah.
And he's pursuing being a yogi.
Oh wow!
Because some people
change his name to Salvador Poe.
Right. Yeah. Some people when they put their heart into the business, and it doesn't work out the way they want.
Yeah.
They just turn tail and go the other way.
Yeah.
You know. But he kept writing and doing his music. He doesn't do rock in the sense that we do, but he still plays well and writes acoustically. He's more like folk stuff.
Yeah, right? And he sings now.
Yeah. So it's a different lifestyle.
We were pen pals for a minute because obviously that was before the whole internet became a thing.
When you were
thing.
In jail, you mean?
No. When you guys were on tour and everything,
that's
like
fucked.
you didn't have cell phones. You're certainly not going to give some fucking weirdo from Cleveland your phone number.
Yeah.
So me and Paul were kind of pen pals. We wrote each other a few letters for a couple of years. Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Man.
I mean, we correspond. I'll post one through Facebook. I don't communicate as much as Rob does.
Yeah.
Rob and him are pretty much tighter. I mean, you guys were friends for a long time before you met me.
Yeah, that's true. But there really is zero sour grapes. We're all still friends.
That's
I mean, we're not in each other's lives that much, but we're all really good friends still. Yeah.
I think he wrote us that he likes what we're doing. He appreciates what we're doing.
That's
he's
awesome.
Proud of it.
He likes the last album.
I bet he get a kick out of this young guy just shredding out there.
Yeah, he communicates. They
he
write
said
together.
Very nice things about me when we were when I was doing the audition. He said that he liked my style in some comments with the blues influence. So that was a very good thing for me.
Yeah, the first time I saw you guys with back being active with Jami. Like there's a few hotshot guitar players. Like we were talking about Billy Morris, but there's a couple other cats in Cleveland that are really good, and their jaw was just dropping watching you play these songs, and you're true to them, which is important for some fucking idiot old fans like me who want to hear the song. You
right.
Of course you want to hear the new songs that have the Spread Eagle style, but with a little modern touch. But you want it to be Spread Eagle, and
right.
to hear it just fucking. And Rick nails it too.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Fucking
these
great.
Guys are all brilliant. I'm lucky to be around such great musicians.
Yeah.
You know, Jami is not. There's no pretense. He's really super organic and authentic. There's a he loves to play.
Yeah.
Like he loves. When he's not with us, he's in the corner doing his thing. He's always playing. Ricky's always warming up on that little damn fucking thing that he has. You know,
mm-hmm.
They're always making noise and they just love to play. This one, same thing. You know, Robbie loves to play so.
So
I'm the beneficiary of all that.
Yeah.
We're blessed to be
to
be here together playing M3. Like, you know, we're starting to get into the invited to the big table now, and it's
I sure hope
it's
so.
A nice thing.
But there's a lot of people who are into this music that unfortunately don't know who Spread Eagle is, and they're starting to discover it because, you know, on Sirius, you know, Hair Nation, which unfortunately is the only place that plays this kind of music, because everybody got lumped into that. Once in a while, you'll hear a Spread Eagle song. And like for years I had Satellite, and I'm like, I sent him an email, I'm like, hey, maybe instead of playing Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison, you know, every hour, maybe skip one of those, throw a Spread Eagle song in. And I swear to God, I'm listening to SiriusXM. This was back when it was Sirius and they were separate.
Right.
And the DJ goes, "This one's for the crybaby Michael in Cleveland. Here's your Spread Eagle." And now I'm like, this was like, it had to be well over a decade ago. And I'm like, it's about goddamn time. Because there's like bands like you guys who were, you came out towards the latter stages of this music and you all got lumped into it and didn't get a fair shake with the public to say, hey, we're not just some fourth rate hair metal band. We're a genuine rock and roll band that, yeah. You know, and because that was the problem. Like, every band was getting signed, and there's a lot of crap.
Well, there was a lot of the sameness going on. The MTVing of bands was happening. You know, I think we fit more into the category of, like, that hard rock. That's Guns N' Roses, Skid Row kind of hard rock. And, you know, we just got dealt a bad deal, literally.
Yeah.
So we're just sticking together. We're making it happen one note at a time.
And where
one gig at a time.
Where can everybody find all your tour dates, buy some merchandise, maybe buy some music if you got hard stuff?
I mean, we're easy to find. I say just search online, Google or whatever, Spread Eagle Band or Spread Eagle NYC, and you'll see us. And yeah, we got merch, we got tour dates, we're going to Europe again. We're always playing.
Yeah. If you don't put it in Spread Eagle NYC, you might get some crazy shit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to leave off the NYC the first time I search. I just hope my mom's not on there again. But yeah, I mean, like, how is it in Europe? I would imagine it's still pretty popular, like, because rock and roll and hard rock is really still big.
Again,
there,
it's
right?
Discovery as well. You know, a lot of people there, the people that know us, spread the word. They're very passionate. And it's cool, we do play to people that still have not heard about us over there.
Yeah.
You know, and they all just stay in the room and they tell the next people and then it gets bigger. It's like, you know, you tell your next friend and so on and so on and so on. It's a very passionate group of people over there that love rock and roll.
Yeah.
So they make their voices heard to us. It's
awesome.
Been great.
It's pretty awesome.
And Johnny, how were you a fan before you auditioned?
No. Actually, I discovered the band because of the audition.
Okay.
Because my wife saw the band announced that they were searching a guitarist.
Okay.
So she said to me, "Yeah, why you don't try?" And I say, "I don't know, with all the great guitarists there are here in US, but who knows, maybe I try."
We got really lucky, man.
And then here we are.
Oh, okay. What's that? What's the word? It's serendipity.
Serendipity, yes.
You know, things just come together at the right time.
Yeah.
So it was like that.
He was in process of moving from Italy. Jami's from Sardinia.
Yes.
Okay.
He recently got married and we played his wedding. And that's a whole full interview right there. It was insane.
Yeah.
But so he's from Sardinia and he was in process of moving and getting married. And his wife was a Facebook friend of ours and she saw a post. We're looking for a guitar player. And it's just serendipity, like Ray said.
But
it was right. You know, as soon as we saw his video, we were like, okay, this guy plays it the most like the way it should be played. We got to take him very seriously.
And effortless.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, this is not even making guitar faces. And he's just playing his ass off.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to do more faces.
Yeah, it's great.
So when you do work on the new stuff, do you kind of like, you have free reign, but kind of keep it true to like the old style a little bit too?
Yeah, I always try to be so much... to pay respect to the original recordings.
Yeah.
And then I add a little bit of my touch of my style. Mm. That's, the more we play the song, the more we play live, the more I feel like, okay, maybe I can change this thing a little bit, but always trying to keep the main melodies of the original songs.
Gotcha.
And it's cool to watch you like have a lot of firsts with us too.
Yeah,
you know, like playing the boat, playing this place, and all the things in between. We travel a lot together, obviously, so we bond a lot. You know, and that's part of the thrill of this is being with your mates, just going out. You're like, we're like the Cub Scouts from hell.
Yeah.
You know, it's great.
And it's not too weird because you're not that much younger, right? I mean, you're like young enough to be all of our sons.
We're not going
to
get arrested or nothing like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like that. But you're, what are you like? Late 20s, maybe? Mid 20s?
Actually, I'm 39.
Get out of here.
Really? It's like a kid, right?
I'm going to have to start eating more Italian food. I mean,
I drink all that baby's blood all the time. It doesn't do much.
Yeah. That's like, there's some guys that just are ages. Like, we were watching David Lee Roth with Blas last night right in front of us. And he's like, he looks the same.
Man.
I'm like, I had to introduce, I'm like, my girlfriend's in love with you. And she's embarrassed, but she's like, he's not lying.
You know, it's like watching that show last night. I mean, for me, it made me, I was happy as hell. Like, yeah. It made me, everybody in the room, the whole place was just happy. Yes. He was smiling. We were all like so happy that he was doing well.
Yeah.
I think we wanted him to really succeed last night. I felt a lot of support for him last night.
Yeah,
and it became more support than just like, we're experiencing this really great comeback.
Yeah.
You know, it was great. Man.
And seeing like artists actually support each other.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, you get jaded and cynical over all the years of trials and errors, success and up and down, but everyone was just raving about him, and which made me happy because that's Van Halen, original Van Halen, my favorite band. So
see you got it right here, Van Halen,
DLR.
I got the event right there.
And even though
I need a Spread Eagle patch, you guys need to make patches.
I know,
but like, so my, I'm thinking I'll be biased unless he's really bad. I'm gonna say he's
right.
Bad. And he was better than I had hoped he would be. And then just seeing everybody say how great he was.
Yeah.
And like, even like Sebastian, I know you used to play with Sebastian. I was like, and the funny thing is I always thought you guys were like the perfect middle ground between the first Skid Row album, which was magnificent, and Slave to the Grind, which was great too.
Well, you know why. Because our album came out a year before Slave to the Grind.
Yeah, yeah. And you guys were right in between. And then, but you played with Sebastian, and he was here Friday. He sounded great. Like, there's been a few times where he's older. He's, you know, I know he was drinking for a while. I think he's drinking less. And you got your voice, you know, your voice is your instrument. You got to take care of it, and it'll take care of you, right?
I mean, there was a point in my life where I tried to beat myself up, too. You know, I abused myself quite a bit. So I've worked hard to get back to the person I am today. Rob will attest to that, you know. So guys like Baz are still, you know, when it counts, they're on point.
Yeah.
They know that people really care for them.
Yeah.
So you got to give them what they want. You know, people care for you, want to hear you.
Yeah.
Be fucking great. Be the best you can. Just like David Lee Roth. He could have been like vaudeville and cheesy last night, but even he was like doing new shit. Yeah. Like he had new shtick, and you could tell he really wants it bad.
Oh, yeah.
Just like we want it bad. So it was really cool.
Yeah, I think he had some unfinished business just like you, because he was doing the residency, and then COVID hit.
Right.
Like we went to see it right before. And I'm such an idiot. We found it.
You're looking at a consummate performer.
A body artist, and painted our faces like Eat 'Em and Smile.
Yeah.
And so, like I told you, I'm totally biased. And I'm like, kind of like with you guys. You guys, I have never seen you guys play a bad show. Because I love Spread Eagle.
Right on.
Like, and I know I tell you this guy, every time I see you, you guys meet a million people, so I don't expect you to remember any of this shit. But I legitimately love this band.
Thank you. Right
so, on. And I'm so glad that you guys are sounding great, that you're active, and that you're just fucking kicking ass, and you're all healthy, and you got great players in the band with you guys, and it's incredible.
Yeah, man. It's a joy, dude.
And it's like, I know you were doing some stuff on your own, and I know you were with... Are you still doing UFO, or are you done with it?
If they ever get back together, but I think they retired.
And you're... But... you know, so now is Skid Row. I'm sorry, I'm thinking of Sebastian because I was about to ask, what if Sebastian calls? Are you going to be like, hey, Spread Eagle's touring, I can't do this?
Yeah, that's
kind of what happened.
I just filled my whole calendar with Spread Eagle, and I continue to do that. I'm booking way ahead of him, you know, and he's got a new bass player, I think, and he definitely does.
Well, I'm glad that you're booking.
I mean,
we're all
in, man.
I love to hear that.
We're double down. Happy. We're all in. The money's out. I'm saying, this is it. Yeah.
There was a lot of years where I was playing with Baz, and Baz was, and UFO were my top priority. And now Spread Eagle is definitely my top priority.
Yeah. Because unfortunately, like you said, you guys got a bad deal. But so obviously, those are bigger money gigs. So you're doing this because you love this. This is your baby. This is your
show. And we can build this up to be big money gigs. And we're in process.
I think, like I told Ray before we started, I'm so glad I've been coming here for, I don't know, maybe like 15 years in. Yeah. I'll probably like, this is probably my 12th year. And finally to see fucking Spread Eagle. Yeah. Like there were bands I'm always like, man, I want to see like Junkyard. They had Junkyard like two or three times. I know Dave's not doing well now.
Yeah.
Like, I know, like we were talking about the Vane thing before. I was excited to see Vane. And like, I'm like, I wish Saigon Kick would get back together to play here. Like certain bands, like, you know, Loudness is always...
They're touring without their singer. They're touring without
band. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's the whole story there.
I don't want to see that. Yeah. I want to see them do The Lizard in its entirety, yeah, the first two. But, and then like, I'm always like, fucking Spread Eagle. You know, now like, I really just need to see the Electric Boys get here.
Oh, wow.
And that'd be cool. But,
that's,
you know,
tough though from Sweden. That's,
yeah, cause, well, they're making... He said it's not worth him to come over.
But we're here to let us into the party little by little, so we're making the most of it. Yeah. We got to be loud and be, we just got to be on point whenever we're asked to play.
You know, hopefully next year or the year after when they have you back, be a little later.
Oh, man, I hope so.
But I'll tell you what, man, you guys went out there and fucking, you just kicked the door down like it was the fucking prime slot and the place was packed. I love that. I love that. You guys have always given the same energy.
Always.
Yeah. No matter how many people are in the crowd. And that's fucking, that's rock and roll right there. That's, you could tell that you guys believe this shit and you live for it. And I love that. And and the songs are great.
Thank you.
You know, like, you probably, I was way up and up on the top in a, like, there's like some kind of skyline. You probably heard me screaming from up there like an idiot. Really. I mean, like, I was so into it. It was so great.
Energy was good.
Yeah, so what's next for you guys?
Well, we're going to Europe again.
Yeah. Okay.
8 countries. Just keep grinding, man. Since Shami came in, we've done hundreds and hundreds of gigs, and we're going to keep doing that.
Yeah. We got a, we're going like in August, September, and we're playing up until then. I think we got gigs, right?
Lots of gigs. Tomorrow we announce Baltimore and Manassas and Pennsylvania.
Cool. And you guys... got any new music you're working on? I know that you've had some new albums recently.
Yeah, because we want to put something out next year.
Oh, awesome.
So we got a platform to put it out on. You know, we got the label, the label to go to. So it's great.
Yeah,
it's great.
Excellent.
Always, always creative, always evolving, always creating.
That's
the way to be, man.
I love hearing this. I love hearing this. I want to be 95 years old with a diaper on. And a walker, seeing Spread Eagle. I want to have my turn my hearing aids up, so I can watch you guys
with
some Coke bottle glasses and hear Switchblade Serenade one last time.
Trade walkers and shit.
You know, it probably won't happen because nobody in my family's lived past 80.
Oh, you'll be fine.
And so you guys will still be out there. I'll be watching from up above or down below. I'm not sure yet.
The rock and roll tonic keeps you youthful, man.
Yes,
it's a beautiful thing.
Yes. So you guys probably got some friends here you want to catch up. So I'll let you guys wrap this up.
I think we have
up.
Another interview.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I think so.
I don't think I'll see anybody. Anyway.
All right, one last time. Fucking Spread Eagle, dude. If you guys do not know this band, go listen to them. Start out with the first album or start out with the second album. Start out with Subway to the Stars or go backwards.
Either way, you can.
Anyway, I mean, personally for me, because it's just so in my blood, those first two albums.
Right on.
I mean, I could listen to it back to back to back to back and then back and forth. And
right,
so, one more time, what's the social media tags?
Oh, it's Spread Eagle Band or Spread Eagle NYC. Just search that. You'll find us everywhere.
Yeah. All right.
The logo will pop up.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, thank man. You.
Now it's time for the rock and metal news segment with some of Buddy Rock.
Hey guys, this is Ron from YouTube's Rock and Metal News, and this is your Maximum Threshold Rock and Metal News Report. Fozzy, the band featuring wrestling superstar Chris Jericho and Stuck Mojo's Rich the Duke Ward, have released a music video for the band's latest single, Fall in Line. The clip was filmed at HM Studios in Las Vegas, Nevada, so you can check that out now on YouTube. Pick the song up on digital retailers and streamers. Work on the new and seventh Mayhem album continues as guitarist Telok posted an update, and he said, "My excuse for not being active on here or social media for the last months, working on the new Mayhem. I need to focus. My brain is fried. Guitars, bass, drum beats, vocal guides, effects, synths, yada, yada." So it looks like they're working on something. They have around 20 song ideas, so stay tuned. July 5th was the big day. Back to the beginning. Massive send-off concert for Black Sabbath and Ozzy Osbourne held at Villa Park in Birmingham, and it was their farewell concerts. Ozzy played I Don't Know, Mr. Crowley, Suicide Solution, Mama I'm Coming Home, and Crazy Train to finish off his live career. Black Sabbath played War Pigs, NIB, Iron Man, and Paranoid to finish off their live career as a band, as a full original band. So that was very cool. Check out all the videos and streams on YouTube. Continuing with your MaximumThreshold.net rock and metal news, Deftones have released more teasers ahead of their expected July 10th reveal of music, as they tease something called private music, and then they have some more teases. One says, "Negative space and cycles being caught on our radar." The other says, "We've been waiting here patiently locked in this state, clocking our time." So get set for their new album, as they have been recording in 2024 with producer Nick Raskulinitz, and should have something out by August if all goes well, but nothing official. Sid Wilson, and the turntablist for Slipknot, is now engaged to Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne's daughter, Kelly. They posted on Instagram as Sid proposed, and Kelly is 40, and they were backstage at Ozzy's final concert when they did that. They do have their child, a boy named Sydney, that was born in 2022, so get set for the wedding. And finally, Atreyu will release a new version of the band's 2004 sophomore album called The Curse in August. The album was entirely re-recorded with Memphis Mayfire's Kellen McGregor doing the production, and it does not feature former Atreyu singer Alex, who left the band in September of 2020. And Atreyu stated about a new studio album, "We're already about 10 songs deep. We will finish writing and recording it. You should start hearing new music from that maybe early 2026. This is Ron from YouTube's Rock and Metal News with a Z. This has been your Maximum Threshold Rock and Metal News Report. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's edition of the Maximum Threshold Radio Show here at MaximumThreshold.net. Follow us on Facebook, X, Instagram, Snapchat, and everywhere else. Please subscribe to our podcast.